We've got a question here from Ruben, and he wants to know, could a camera flash move a piece of plastic above it? Because he says he's tried this, actually, when he was a young boy, quite a few years ago. He put a flash gun, it sounds, on a flat table and set up a system where he could set it off, fire it off when he wanted to, put a piece of plastic on top of it. And when the flash went off, it moved.
And he's saying, how could a flash move?
How could that work? Have any thoughts on that?
I think it's perfectly feasible because a flash discharges quite a lot of energy. If you take a flash gun and look at the nuts and bolts of how it works, basically what you're doing is using a circuit to charge a very big capacitor. The capacitor then discharges at a fairly high voltage, about 300 volts, through a gas tube, usually xenon is what's used. And this unleashes enormous amounts of energy very, very quickly, which is why you see this flash of light. But what that also does is to produce a lot of heat. So what I suspect is going on is that the flash goes off, this unleashes some heat, this heats the surface of the piece of plastic, plus it heats the air separating the plastic and the flash bulb. These two things together contribute to both a change of shape of the plastic, but moreover, a change of shape of the air. It expands. This may lift up and push the plastic up off the flash a little bit, or especially if it's a light piece of plastic or a piece of paper. I mean, I did a few simple back-of-the-envelope calculations. If you look at the capacitor in a flash gun, it's about a 1 millifarad capacitor. It's quite a lot of capacitance. And you can calculate how much energy comes out of a capacitor by the equation E equals C, the capacitance, times V, the voltage, squared over 2. So if you put those numbers in with a 1 millifarad capacitor and you're using a voltage of about 300 volts, that's actually about 35 joules of energy. That would lift a book about 35 metres up in the air, if you think about it, because a book weighs about one newton, I suppose, if you had a small paperback. So, yeah, it's a reasonable amount of work you could get out of it. When you do the electrodes on someone's chest to do a cardiac arrest resuscitation, that's about 300 joules. So it's probably about a fifth of the amount you would use to restart someone's heart. So a reasonable amount of energy, I think. So I don't think it's unfeasible.